Opposition to data centers is growing as dozens of facilities are proposed for our region. From WHYY's climate desk, Zoe Reed reports what these mega-scale operations mean for our water supply.
The power-hungry facilities are growing to meet the demand for faster data processing and artificial intelligence. The more power that's used, the more heat is generated. Water is used as a coolant. Villanova University professor Al Ortega says a lot of water is lost through evaporation.
In the case of evaporation, what you're doing is you're absorbing heat by causing water to evaporate. And when water evaporates, it turns to vapor and then a gas. And so then the gas just leaves the top of the cooling tower.
Ortega says as data centers face public scrutiny, he believes they will start using more sustainable methods for cooling. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.